Welcome to Fenway Park in Boston, for the game between the Detroit Tigers and the Boston Red Sox. Here are the starting lineups. For the Detroit Tigers. Batting in the leadoff spot. The center fielder, Al Cowens. Batting second. The shortstop, Alan Trammell. Batting third. The right fielder, Kirk Gibson. Batting fourth. The left fielder, Steve Kemp. Batting fifth. The first baseman, Ron Jackson. Batting sixth. The catcher, Lance Parrish. Batting seventh. The DH, John Walkenfuss. Batting eighth. The third baseman, Tom Brookins. Batting ninth. The second baseman, Lou Whitaker. Pitching for the Detroit Tigers, Milt Wilcox. For the Boston Red Sox. Batting in the leadoff spot. The second baseman, Jerry Remy. Batting second. The right fielder, Dwight Evans. Batting third. The left fielder, Jim Rice. Batting fourth. The DH, Carl Yastrzemski. Batting fifth. The third baseman, Carney Lansford. Batting sixth. The shortstop, Dave Stapleton. Batting seventh. The first baseman, Tony Perez. Batting eighth. The catcher, Rich Gedman. Batting ninth. The center fielder, Rick Miller. Pitching for the Boston Red Sox, Bob Ojeda. And now, play ball. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens takes first base on ball four. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton fields it, throws to second for one, and over to first, double play. Two outs. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of one ball and two strikes. Gibson hits a ball on the ground into center field for a base hit. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Gibson moves to third. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Jackson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning one, with the score, the Tigers nothing, and the Red Sox nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy takes first base on ball four. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Remy moves to second. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields the ball and throws it to first. Safe. Remy moves to third. Evans moves to second. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of three balls and two strikes. Yastrzemski hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Remy tags and scores. Two outs. It's 1-0, Red Sox. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton hits a line drive towards short. Trammell reaches out and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning two, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of three balls and no strikes. Parrish takes first base on ball four. John Walkenfuss is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Walkenfuss hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 2, with the score, the Red Sox 1, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Perez reaches second base with a double. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman hits a line drive into left field, out of the reach of Kemp. Gedman reaches second base with a double. Perez scores. It's 2-0, Red Sox. Rick Miller batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Miller bunts towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Gedman moves to third. One out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Remy hits a ball on the ground towards third. Brookins fields it and throws to first for the out. Two outs. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk. Cowens hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-1 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Kirk Gibson batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Gibson is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards first. Perez scoops up the ball, races to the bag, and beats Gibson for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 3, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-1 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. One out. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 0-for-0 in the game. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-1 in the game. Stapleton hits a fly ball into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. Perez hits a ball on the ground into left field for a base hit. Lansford moves to third. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-1 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. Kemp strikes out. One out. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Jackson is 0-for-1 in the game. Jackson takes first base on ball 4. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-0 in the game. With a walk, Parrish takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to second. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wackenfuss is 0-for-1 in the game. Wackenfuss takes first base on ball 4. Jackson moves to third. Parrish moves to second. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0-for-1 in the game. Brookins hits a line drive towards third. Lansford reaches out and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-1 in the game. Whitaker hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 4, with the score, the Red Sox 2, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 0-for-0 in the game. Miller hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Remy bunts towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Whitaker covering, for the out. Miller moves to second. One out. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker settles under it and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Rice hits a line drive into right center field, beyond the reach of Cowens. Rice reaches second base with a double. Miller scores. It's 3-0, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and 2 strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-2 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 0-for-1 in the game. With a walk, Cowens hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 0-for-2 in the game. Trammell hits a fly ball into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. One out. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. Two outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a line drive into left field. Rice settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 5, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Red Sox will come to bat. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1-for-1 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got one RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. One out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 0-for-2 in the game. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-2 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez is called out on strikes. Two outs. Rich Gedman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gedman is 1-for-2 in the game, with a double. He's got one RBI. Gedman hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Whitaker scoops it up and throws to first for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers nothing. The Tigers will come to bat. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Jackson hits a line drive into right field for a base hit. Lance Parrish batting right, is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 1 strike. Parrish is 0 for 0 in the game. With 2 walks, Parrish hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. John Wackenfuss is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Wackenfuss is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Wackenfuss hits a line drive into center field for a base hit. Jackson moves to third. Tom Brookins is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Brookins is 0 for 2 in the game. Brookins hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Jackson tags and scores. 2 outs. It's 3-1, Red Sox. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0 for 2 in the game. Whitaker hits a ball on the ground towards third. Lansford fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 6, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1 for 1 in the game, with a single. Miller hits a pop-up towards short. Trammell settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy is 0 for 1 in the game. With a walk, Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Evans is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans hits a pop-up towards third. Brookins settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Rice is 2 for 3 in the game, with a single and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a line drive into right center field for a base hit. Remy moves to third. Dennis Kinney now pitching. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0 for 3 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards short. Trammell fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens hits a ball on the ground towards short. Stapleton scoops it up and throws to first for the out. 1 out. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Trammell is 0 for 3 in the game. Trammell hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Kirk Gibson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gibson is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Gibson hits a fly ball into center field. Miller settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. 2 outs. Steve Kemp is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Kemp is 1 for 3 in the game, with a single. Kemp hits a ball on the ground towards the right side of the infield. Remy fields it and throws to second for the out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 7, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Aurelio Lopez now pitching. Carney Lansford is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Lansford is 1 for 2 in the game, with a single. He has a sacrifice fly. He's got 1 RBI. Lansford hits a pop-up, foul, towards first. Jackson settles under it and makes the catch for the out. 1 out. Dave Stapleton is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Stapleton is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single. Stapleton hits a line drive into left field. Kemp settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Tony Perez is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Perez is 2-for-3 in the game, with a single and a double. Perez strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Bill Campbell now pitching. Ron Jackson is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Jackson is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single and a walk. Jackson hits a line drive into left field for a base hit. Lance Parrish is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Parrish is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Parrish is called out on strikes. One out. Champ Summers pinch hits for John Wackenfuss. Champ Summers is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Summers hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. Two outs. Richie Hebner pinch hits for Tom Brookins. Richie Hebner is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Hebner strikes out. The side is retired. We move to the bottom half of inning 8, with the score, the Red Sox 3, and the Tigers 1. The Red Sox will come to bat. Bill Fahey now catching. Mick Kelleher now playing third base. Rich Gettman is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Gettman is 1-for-3 in the game, with a double. He's got 1 RBI. Gettman is called out on strikes. One out. Rick Miller is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Miller is 1-for-2 in the game, with a single. Miller strikes out. Two outs. Jerry Remy is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and 2 strikes. Remy is 0-for-1 in the game. With two walks. Remy takes first base on ball 4. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. There goes Remy. The throw from Fahey and he is safe. Remy steals second. Dwight Evans is at the plate with a count of 3 balls and no strikes. Evans is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Evans takes first base on ball 4. Jim Rice is at the plate with a count of 1 ball and 2 strikes. Rice is 3-for-4 in the game, with 2 singles and a double. He's got 1 RBI. Rice hits a long drive deep into left field. That ball is going, gone. A 3-run home run. It's 6-1, Red Sox. Carl Yastrzemski is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Yastrzemski is 0-for-4 in the game. Yastrzemski hits a ball on the ground towards first. Jackson scoops it up and throws to first, with Lopez covering, for the out. The side is retired. We move to the top half of inning 9, with the score, the Red Sox 6, and the Tigers 1. The Tigers will come to bat. Lou Whitaker is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Whitaker is 0-for-3 in the game. Whitaker strikes out. One out. Al Cowens is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Cowens is 1-for-3 in the game, with a single and a walk. Cowens strikes out. Two outs. Alan Trammell is at the plate with a count of no balls and no strikes. Trammell is 1-for-4 in the game, with a single. Trammell hits a fly ball into right field. Evans settles under the ball and makes the catch for the out. The game is over. The final score, Boston Red Sox, 6, and Detroit Tigers, 1. Goodbye from Fenway Park in Boston.